Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side of the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
You're on with Long Island's only. I'm not hearing a damn thing in my headphones. Long Island's only.
I'll just yell. I mean, either.
What's up with that? Radio show, Motormouth Radio, with your host, Ray Guarino, and my co-host, Wingman, and
the other guy,
Joe D.
Who can't hear nothing either.
And we're here rocking it. And that's
we're making sign language right now.
Absolutely. So we are.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. What was it? Gee, is that a finger?
I can't tell. You noticed.
So we're here to do it. We're going to have a good time today. We have a great guest. We have Mr. Evan Smith going to give us a buzz. And hopefully we'll be able to get these headphones solved. So we'll...
I can hear mine if I squeeze them really tight against my ears. But then, I start losing blood flow. So maybe they just turned down really low.
All right. Well, they're kicked up now. So that should be a little better.
Kick it!
Yeah, there we go.
Much better.
We'll get to the music thing in a second. If you want to follow us and see what we do when we're not in the studio wrecking the place.
Cyber stalking.
Yeah, you can follow us on our website, motormouthradio.com. Same name on Facebook and Twitter. Instagram is Joe's
Real
favorite.
On the friggin' score. Motormouth Radio.
Right. And that's where you can see the things that we do during the week. And we're going to put a picture up now that'll show a little bit of inspiration for today's music. This stuff,
Ray,
just kind of comes.
You got to stop with the selfies, Ray.
I know. Well, I want to have you, but you were not camera ready today, so I couldn't do that.
Oh, no. I'm never camera ready. Why do you think I work radio, for God's sakes? Which, I don't know if you've tune into I can't talk here, first day with the new lips. If you watch or listen to other WHPC shows, we now have a lot of live visual simulcasts.
Yes, we do.
Out there. And then we have cameras, so itching distress, because now I can't really scratch anymore. So
right.
You
got to be careful.
Yes, exactly, because you don't want to know where that ratchet goes. But basically, what ends up happening is that you could either display the logo, as we do for our show presently, and some of us, some shows actually have people on camera.
We
would like to know, maybe would you want to see us?
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not much to look at. I mean, that's why we have faces for radio.
Right, right.
But if there's enough of an opinion out there that you guys, we may want to just try it.
Sure.
Because
there are three cameras in the studio, we've been told.
Yes, and there's only two of us, so.
So they're going to cover all angles, I understand.
Yes, so basically, you got to let us know, because we're not just going to turn them on instantaneously. Like, we got to go out and grab the paper bags.
Right.
So that way we can put them over our heads for the.
Let's go right to the.
Flashy thing!
We'll go right to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Good morning, Mr. Ray. Good morning, Mr. Joe. It's the Bronc. I am alive.
Bronc. How's it going, Bronc? What's up?
It's going fantastic. First, I want to say thank you so much to Joe and you for the help that you gave me the last couple of days. It was just amazing that it was so fast. It went so smooth. And I thank you guys a million times over. You are the best. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. No problem, man.
Oh, no problem,
it's what we do. I mean, I sit there and stare at little diagrams and squiggly lines all day long, you know?
Let's back up a minute. Being an alumnus of the show, you know that that's what this show is all about. It's to help people get information. Because you did that for many people when you were on this side. So,
thank you.
Reciprocity. We just pay it back.
Yeah.
It is great. And I'm sorry I haven't been in touch more, but I've been traveling a lot.
Good.
I've been away doing this, that, the other thing. I've been working down my friend's bike shop, so that's been keeping me pretty busy. A fun job, just putting accessories on a bike, nothing major.
Nice.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah, so that's it. And then outside of that, just getting ready for Hot August Nights next week. I'll be working the auction again, driving the vehicles up on the auction block, so I'll spend a couple of days doing that. And we'll see where we go from there at this point. You know?
Boy, that came fast. I mean, that's like every time we turn around, it's Hot August Nights and Street Vibrations. Like, geez, another year.
Time flies.
And it's all of a sudden, it's here. And then before you know it, all these events are gone. Same thing. And the summer's over, and you're back to what's ever going on in the wintertime again.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's just good fun. I got a good tidbit for you. You probably heard this before. And with the hot sun beating down, you know, the headlights, the plastic headlights, they all start to fog and they get this yellowish tint to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A quick, easy way to correct it. It's so simple, it's ridiculous. Would you like to know the secret?
Please.
Sure.
WD-40 on, what do you call that, a microfiber rag.
No.
Yes, you spray it on the lens, you wipe it two or three wipes, it comes up crystal clear.
Wow.
I've seen people do that. Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty cool. What it basically does is it fills in all the little micro grooves there and whatnot, makes a nice flat surface for the short term.
What it actually does is what happens is it's called the plasticizers. In the plastic, with the sun beating down with the UV, right, it actually bleeds. That's just the, I guess, lack of a better term, the moisture or the composition, the chemical composition that's in the plastic. It comes to the surface, and that's what's causing this fogging effect. And then eventually, if you let it go too long, it starts to eat into it, you know, like a giant case of acne on the headlights.
Yeah.
So you just give it a wipe, WD-40, and the key is use a good UV wax on the plastic lens, and it'll help preserve it.
A UV wax. What's, is that stuff marketed?
Capitone?
Is that formulated specifically, sold specifically for headlight use, or is it for other things as well?
Yeah, your regular car wax is your premium brands, like your Gold Wax, like Mother's, Meguiar's, that kind of thing, Surf City. All right, it has a high UV content. If you notice, a lot of the cars, especially out here, from finding this, you learn more out here than back east, is that, you know, the sun beats down on the urethane, and same thing, urethane is a plastic-type base. It's synthetic, and it bleeds through, and then all of a sudden you see the paint flaking off, and then it starts to dull out.
Right.
That's because of the sun attacking the paint structure and causing it to prematurely fade and break down. Just like the plastic dashboards, you know, when the sun beats, they start to stress crack, that kind of thing. So when you're buying a good paste wax and you want to preserve the integrity of a new car finish or preserve an old car for that matter, just look on a can that has a high UV protectant in it, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, good to know.
Just never take your car out of the garage.
Yeah, never take it out of the parking structure, right.
That's it.
My car's never seen a garage. It's 21 years old now and has never seen a garage.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's my Pontiac. Same when I'm driving when I was way back there.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's still running good and that kind of thing. So I just wanted to touch base, and I just want to say thank you again. And you get a periodic call from time to time when I get my fat, lazy butt out of bed at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's all it is here.
9 o'clock? Half the day is gone. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's only 9 a.m., right? I didn't even have my first cup of coffee yet.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I am going to do that now.
All right, Bronc. Well, thanks for the call and the tip, and we look forward to hearing from you again with an update.
Much appreciated.
Well, guys, thank you so very much, and keep up the great work.
You're
a monumental team. Keep it going. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Bronc.
Bye.
Kind words from the Bronc.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he called us lumps of stone for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, we'll take that because We've been called worse.
So, sure.
And you can give us a call. You can call us, too, at 516-572-7440. Check us on the web, on all of our social media channels. Like I said, if you like the music on the show, that was inspired today by our good friend Joe F. If you look at the social media stuff, you're going to see a picture of who you think is Gene Simmons, but it ain't Gene Simmons. It's our good friend Joe who plays Gene Simmons. He made quite a good career doing that. He isn't doing it right now, but he has done it in the past, and very, very popular. He was called, his agent had him booking all over the country doing this stuff because he was in a band that was very popular. And that's the impetus for today's today's music.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, you got that right.
Let's go for it, man.
I actually went to the music store yesterday. I went to Infinity Records in Massapequa, my favorite music store.
Yeah.
Spent more money than I thought I was going to spend on used stuff. But
well, let's put it this way. Records, tools, you know.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
You know, you basically
bought a Savoy Brown CD.
No kidding.
Threw it in the car, listened to it. Yeah, kind of
wow.
Cool stuff. Yeah, nice and bluesy. And, you know, never really was into the band back in the day, but now kind of sneaking around it. And I have an album, oh, and now
that,
I bought
It's that 70s vibe, you know. And,
yeah.
What the heck was I listening to? They were doing a lot of like 70s and 80s like twofers.
Nice.
On a station. I just had the thing cranked as I was going from place to place, which unfortunately I was in a Camry.
Okay, well,
which,
hey.
God bless that thing. No offense, Camry, but
well, the first three letters were right.
Yeah.
C-A-M.
Camry. Let's pronounce Camry.
Camry.
Yeah, but either way, it was great to listen and crank the tunes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these days it's either the Camry or the minivan, and
right.
You know.
Yeah, hey, listen, that's the way it goes. You know, it's you happen to be in a transition state. You're not where you want to be with the car stuff, but yeah, we go through those stages, you
right?
Know?
No, let's face it. I mean, you got to get from point A to point B. Let's face it. Cars are, you know, that's their main reason for existence. You know, for most people. You know,
well, and that's it.
Have a chauffeur or something like that.
I was kind of a little lazy this morning. I was going to just get into Mazda. I said, you know what? I got to take the. I know the car needs gas. You know, I'm going to take the car, leave it early, get gas because you know what? It's a beautiful day. If I don't do it today, maybe I can't do it tomorrow. So let's do
exactly.
It.
Yeah, you know, something goes awry. You know, and make hay while the sun shines. We had that kind of situation with the car at the UD there where we had to get it moving. Because we had to get the spot back. All right, long story short. And it's like, oh, we got to do the monitors, and there's that stupid check engine light, and it's hot. And
right.
I was like, okay. So at that point, I just took another cold bottle of water, grabbed the scan tool, went at it, and then, it was actually easy enough. The car had sat for a long time. And this is an older Infiniti, pretty much a Nissan Maxima with like nicer seats.
Yeah.
And the swirl control valve, which is that variable induction gizmo, got a little hung up. So a couple of commands with the scan tool, plus a discreet smack or two, and a few choice curse words, and the thing started working again.
Right.
I was like, yes. So then we cleared the codes out, and then we took it for the monitor danger drive.
Oh yeah. And did you have a co-pilot?
Yeah. Well, you see, what I did was I've been. I forgot to mention one other thing. This car, the windows were stuck shut.
Right.
So
okay.
I grabbed the wiring diagram, probed a few things under the hood, probed a few things in the fuse box. I says,
then you heard a noise.
We got to get to the switch. So I went over and I was grabbing my water, take a pull of water, and next thing I hear is, grah, it's
that,
out.
That was a noise.
Look, it's disconnected. And I'm like, okay. That took, I was gone maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny. You know, and what we did was, now that we had the windows open, because you can't use the air conditioning while you're running the monitors.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because it changes the load, the electrical load, plus it, there's additional inputs. I saw this guy one time at a shop. He drove this car for like a day. It was hot weather. And he pulls up to me and says, I can't get this thing to set, because I was over at the shop doing something else. And I stick my head in the car. I'm like, it's nice and cool in here.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. I says, you got the AC on, huh? He goes, yeah. I says, shut it off, you moron.
Right.
And let's pull it back out. Gives me a dirty look. Pulls it back out. Comes back 5 minutes later. Bang. Done.
Yes.
You know? So, admittedly, that was a somewhat older car. You know what I mean? From like the late 90s. Things have come along, but I just do this thing where everything gets shut off. Mm-hmm. The radio gets shut off.
Yeah.
You know, and you sit there and you idle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you take your time to adjust the mirrors and whatnot. People hate you when you do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and you adjust the seat so you can reach the pedals. Yeah. You know?
All right, well, we're going to reach the pedals now. We're going to call on the God of Thunder.
All right.
And we're going to take a break here on Motor Mouth Radio. We'll be back shortly with Mr. Evan Smith. He's going to give us a buzz and talk about all the things he's involved in.
Excellent.
So let's get to it on 90.3 WHPC.
Okay.
WHPC is joining Nassau Community College in supporting the American Heart Association at the Long Island Heart Walk on Sunday, September 15th at 8 a.m. at Jones Beach. Start heart walking and make the commitment to lead a heart-healthy life and become healthy for good. Nassau County is one of the 15 highest income counties in the country, and yet people that live here suffer and die from heart disease at a rate 20% above what is considered the norm. Nassau Community College is not just walking, we are heart walking. More information about the Long Island Heart Walk can be found by calling the American Heart Association at 516-962-0790 or by visiting longislandheartwalk.org.
This show is brought to you by the Neenan Healing Arts Center, an acupuncture establishment located in Belmore. Acupuncture is a natural and drug-free pain solution. Neenan Gilbert is a licensed New York acupuncturist with a certification in Chinese herbology. More information about the Neenan Healing Arts Center can be found by calling 516-442-7408 or by visiting NINANHealing.com.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
We're being commanded to feel. Our God of Thunder, Rob Leonard, of course, was giving us direction. And we are back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D.
Yeah.
And hang with your calls for a minute because we're expecting our guests to give us a buzz. We'll speak with Mr. Evan Smith.
Yeah.
And we'll, I'm curious to see what he's been up to.
Definitely so. He's he was hot in the Mustang scene for a while,
absolutely,
if I remember correctly.
Absolutely. All sorts of magazine stuff. Big, big Mustang guy. And I know he likes aeroplanes and stuff like that, too. So we'll see if he's what's
cracking. Yeah, for sure.
So I guess before that thing flashes, we can finish on your story with the monitors. Did you get the car all set and everything was good?
Yeah, we got it. We got it to pass. I mean, pretty much down the highway, you know, holding a certain speed, and you know, on this being a Nissan product, what you have to do is you get the car up to a little over 60 miles an hour,
right,
and you take your foot off the gas for 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right. And then you put your foot back on the gas for another 10 seconds.
Right.
And that actually activates certain monitors, mostly the O2 and the CAT. So I'm getting up to 60, and I had my co-pilot, Johnny, watching the scan tool for me.
Good co-pilot.
And and then I got up to, I says, like, okay, we're up to 60, right? And he's like, yeah. I says, okay, watch this. 10, 9, 8, 7. He's like, what are we doing? We launching? And I'm like, no, you got to do this one. So, you know, that's another funky thing you got to do with Nissans. Oh, we're flashing. Speaking of counting and flashing.
All righty.
23, 24, 25. Okay, so I'll stop.
Let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning.
Hey, Evan, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm fantastic, man. Great Sunday down here in Tampa.
Great.
Excellent. Well, the East Coast is, the northern East Coast is still holding its own. It's a beautiful day here as well.
Yeah, nice, sunny, yep, warm.
It's a nice day here. Full day of racing. I watched the F1 race this morning. I'm watching the NMCA, NMRA on Speed Video Live right now. And then you got some, I think, NASCAR and drag racing from the West Coast later on today. Full day of motorsports.
Wow. Full card. I love it.
So let me ask you, in between all of that racing, what's going to be the culinary delights? There's got to be some food in there, too, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, we went to a cool place for dinner last night down in St. Pete. Had some Asian fusion, and I don't know what we're going to do today. We got to go food shopping somewhere, and now I got to sneak over to the store.
Wow.
Did some grilling last weekend.
All right. I'm thinking, yeah, when I think of you, I always think of chicken parmesan.
That is my favorite, and I'm always, I'm always posting food pictures on my Facebook for my travel, for all my foodie friends out there. I do like to try all different kinds of food.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a hometown guy. I mean, you're a Jersey guy, right? So that's... We commiserate in that area.
It was the same corner of the country, more or less. Yeah.
I got to have my pizza and my chicken parmesan.
There you go. Right.
Well, those are two food groups right there.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You can't go without that stuff.
So, listen, it's been a while since we've had you on the show, and I know guys like you kind of, you've changed what you've done. You kind of move around a lot. So what is it that you're doing right now? What's the main gig? And catch us up on where you're at.
Yeah, so a lot of people still recognize me from the magazine days. I worked on Muscle Mustangs and Fast Forwards for what's now owned by Discovery now, which is that Hot Rod magazine. And then when I left the magazine in 2014, started my own little media company. And I do a lot of different stuff now. So one of the biggest things that I'm doing is getting my YouTube channel going.
Right.
Which you can find me on YouTube at Revan Media. I mean, excuse me, Revan Evan, if you just search Revan Evan.
Right.
So my subscriber base is growing on that. Been hooking up. You guys probably remember, I'll get to this in a second. Doing a lot of stuff with Ford still do development driving, testing cars, a lot of writing for Hot Rod Magazine. I got some great projects that I'm working on with editor John McGann at Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
And then... do a lot of stuff with the aftermarket, some stuff with Holly and different event coverages. I cover a lot of NHRA, shoot some NASCAR. But I've teamed up with an oldie but a goodie. You guys might remember the name Tony DeFeo from the Cars Illustrated days.
Oh yeah.
So Tony's YouTube channel, Uncle Tony's Garage.
Yeah,
he's just killing it over there, and he's doing really great stuff, and I like what he's doing, and I know Tony for a long time, so I'm going to be doing some projects with Tony.
Nice.
On his YouTube channel as well as mine, and, you know, the industry has changed, right? Like, the magazines aren't, I don't want to say they aren't what they used to be, because they're still great, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's not as many of them, so there's not as many pages, and if you're a freelancer, you know, and you're trying to make a living doing this, you got to be doing a lot of different stuff. So,
right.
you know, being on my own has given me, it's given me an opportunity to do other things other than just write for car magazines, as far as shooting videos and just being involved in the car hobby. And just like you guys know, these companies, everybody's got a website. Everybody's producing videos. Everybody's trying to get out there and do things. Right. And so, I like to cover everything from... whether it's, I don't care what it is, road racing, drag racing, car shows, cars and coffee, just being around cars.
You're a car guy. Like, let's face it. You know,
exactly.
I got to say, the great matchup is you and Tony are both East Coast. Tony's a Staten Island guy. You know, so, I mean, we follow Uncle Tony. I was just watching this stuff yesterday, and I was watching some of yours this morning. I was watching that at lower control arm install on the 09 GT, which was pretty nice. Those are some nice arms.
Yeah, pretty basic install, but something that's needed if you want to hop up your Mustang and put a little more power to the ground. And, the stock arms, believe it or not, are incredibly strong, but the bushings are where you give up.
Right.
Those soft rubber bushings. So nobody really makes a replacement bushing for a stock arm. I shouldn't say nobody. It's not as common. It's just way easier to throw in a set of billet arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look pretty cool under there, and they do the job. So, yeah, I'm still doing some tech writing. I got a story coming up in Hot Rod on the new Tremec 7-speed dual-clutch transmission that I'm working on. I'm actually going to Detroit tomorrow to get some more information on that.
Hmm.
And then some other stuff that has to do with the GT500. I'm doing a lot of stuff with Bongiovanni Racing, still those guys who run the Cobra Jets.
Wow.
They got some cool Facebook page and Instagram.
Yeah.
There's so much. The car hobby's just exploding, especially now with the new Corvette and everything. Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah, the interest has never gone away, let's face it. You know, there's a lot of car guys out there, and some of the stuff has changed, you know, but pretty much pretty much you gotta love it.
Well, I tell you, it's and the stuff that's out there is popular too, because Mike at the shop, you know, he bought an 06 GT, which I have my eye on that car. It's a convertible, and he just did, you know, just did some maintenance things, and you know, had new top and all. It's a really nice car. Put a short throw shifter in it. What a difference that made. But I'm kind of turning my eye to those things. It's a nice driving car, so I can see where, you know, there's just like we did back in the day. These cars now are the fodder to respond to the aftermarket and all the great bolt-ons.
Yeah. Well,
the 06, so we'll call it 05 to 09, which is the three-valve engine. That's a great platform, and they're super affordable now, and it's a great car to hot rod because it's got, it really has that retro look that Ford was going for, with the four headlights, kind of like a 69. It's got the fastback design.
Yeah.
And they respond well to mods. There's a lot of supercharger kits out there that you could make 450 horsepower at the wheels. I had a 07 GT, and we supercharged it, lowered it. It ran mid-11s pretty easily, which is plenty quick out there on the streets.
Oh, sure.
You know, you could go for handling. You could go for drag strip. You could kind of have it all. There's a lot of bolt-on body kit stuff. It's a great platform, and they're affordable. The Coyote cars, the 5.0s, are still a little bit, you know, for a nice one, you're going to pay around 18 to 20 grand.
Yeah, they're too new.
But I would imagine the three-valve cars you could pick up for quite a bit less.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the other ones are still, the technology is newer and whatever, whereas the other one is tried and true. And a lot of guys might even be able to pick up some used stuff around here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and do it that way. Whereas the newer cars...
Yeah, but even the 06s, you're still getting a car that has ABS.
Right. It's a modern car.
Yeah, traction control, airbags. So, like, if it's a young kid getting into it, you know, the parents still could feel like they're safe. They're not in, you know, an older car maybe that doesn't have some of those safety features, if that's something that, you know, you're worried about, which, of course, most people should be worried about safety.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So I've been, like, kind of, you know, because his dad has a 69 Mach 1 that we're working on at the shop. That thing's getting a total restoration. And you work on that, and then I go over to the 06, and I'm like, wow, you can definitely see the lineage and the family DNA, but what a difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, switching from one to the other, like, whoa, boy.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. The 06 has, you know, a similar-looking dash to the 69.
Yes.
Like, they really did Ford did a nice job with that car with the styling, but obviously technology marches on. And
oh, yeah. I just love, you know, even the gauges. The numbering in the gauges is that retro style, which I love.
I agree.
You know, I really find
that appealing. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Even if you look at on the 06s, even if you look at the stitching in the seat, it resembles the stitching in the 69.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at that.
The style, yeah. When you see the car again, check out the stitching in the seats. It's kind of that,
okay.
You know, I don't know that. I don't even know how you would describe it, but it's somewhat similar.
Right. Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to get tired of it, and then when he wants to kick it out, he may just come right over to my house. Just, yeah, like, okay.
Not wrong with that.
Not a problem. But, no, that's cool. So this is great. The tell us about your social media, which you said you're on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Evan1320, but I haven't really taken to Twitter as much because I think I'm more a visual guy and I really like the photography end of things.
Yes.
So obviously I got my Facebook page. People can kind of chime in there and follow, and my Revan Media page that I share a lot of the work I do. Then I have two Instagrams, one for all my Ford stuff, which is official Ford guy, which is official_Ford_guy.
Oh,
you got to have
underscore.
Those weird things.
Okay.
All the underscores. And then I started another page for my non-Ford stuff, really, which is just Evan J. Smith Photo on Instagram. But the YouTube is where I'm really going to be putting the big push. I'm going to be doing a bunch of videos and really starting to try to capture what I do on video.
Yeah.
I think people will enjoy what I have coming up. You know, some stuff with the Shelby GT500. Like I said, I'm going to Detroit tomorrow. I got some stuff I'm doing with a pretty famous Ford guy, Brian Wolf, who was a former director of Ford Performance, had his hand in the original 08 Cobra Jet. I say the original, but the remake of the Cobra Jet.
Right.
And he's still out there racing and doing things and building engines and still pretty involved in the hobby. Even though he's retired from Ford, I got some projects coming up with him that are going to be really interesting. And I think capturing it on video gives people a better view, better look, than being able to read about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In a sense, I mean, there's nothing like a good old story that you sit down on the couch with a magazine, but the video really brings you, you know, with doing the videos. I don't know if you saw the one I did at Garage Finds. I was just at my buddy's house, and he's got some great projects. So we just did a little video showing some of his projects. And
nice.
So I'm going to try to take people on a journey with me to some of the places and see the things that I do that normally I would only get to write about in the magazine. Now you're going to basically come with me as I do the videos.
That's great. Yeah, I did watch you land a Boeing 737 in a simulator, though.
Nice.
That was pretty
cool. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that video? That video got, like, no action, right?
Really?
It got, like, 200 likes. My brother was with me. He crashed.
Oh.
And he's got, like, 30,000 views.
Of course. We all want to see the action.
The violence.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you did a great job. I was watching and say, hey, that's pretty cool, man. That's nice.
I appreciate that. I have a real good friend, my buddy Mike, who flies 737. He gave me all the tips.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, getting tips on flying a 737 is a little different than getting tips on driving a Mustang or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got two Shelbys, so I give him driving tips, and he gives me flying tips. It's much more likely that he'll use the tips I give him.
Yeah.
If I end up having to fly a 737, it's not going to be a good situation.
Yeah, I mean, the pilot's dead. You know?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And there's like Omar the terrorist is in the back of the plane, and you got to get us home.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I much prefer to just be like in coach hanging out.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Evan, can you hang with us for a second? We take a quick break, and we'll be back and
sure thing.
Talk some more. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to go visit our flaming youth here, and we'll be back with more with Mr. Evan Smith.
Flaming!
Ray and Joe, Motormouth Radio on 90.3 WHVC. Keep it where you got. It.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs the Beatle either guested on and or produced. And, of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
This show is brought to you by On the Road Again Motorcycle School. Hi, I'm Steve Bertolini, the president of On the Road Again Motorcycle School, and I'd like to tell you that life is short, so live a little by learning how to ride a motorcycle. Classes are available from beginner riders to advanced, including private lessons. Lessons are offered on the campuses of Nassau Community College and Suffolk Community College, also offering the license waiver class, where you can skip the DMV. More information about On the Road Again Motorcycle School can be found by calling 631-862-RIDE. That's 631-862-RIDE. Or online at lrn2ride.com.
All right, Flaming Youth, we're back. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Evan Smith hanging on the line with us.
As long as we keep the flaming out of the cars.
Absolutely, no flaming in the cars.
Yep. So, Mustang-wise, like, what kind of advice would you give to somebody? Yeah, we talked about the different prices of the different body styles and so forth. Like, let's say if you had a kid in, say, his, like, early to mid-20s, you know, this is going to be his first non- four-cylinder grocery getter. You know, he wanted to get himself, he set his eyes on a Mustang. You know, what kind of buying tips? What would you tell him to look for? What kind of other specific models and, you know, trim options? Like, I'm thinking, you know, what made me think about this is like back in the day, the Fox bodies. Like, you know, the LX a lot of times ended up being a better deal. You know, for, right. Because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as decked out. You know,
well, like my buddy Gerard used to road race. Instead of the Mustangs, he went to the Capris because it was a lighter car.
Right.
So, yep. What do you think buying wise? What would you recommend to a young guy that wants to step up to something?
Yeah, like in other words, somebody asked you for some guidance there as far as doing that.
I mean, it obviously depends on starting budget.
Of course.
But if you've got a couple grand, if you only got I'll give you two or three options. If you only have a couple grand to get going, then the 96 to 04 cars, you can pick up pretty cheap. You're getting the modular engine, which, you know, is a pretty decent platform. And you're going to get a good car generally for not a lot of money. Like, you could probably pick something up. You could even find, like, the 06, the 96 to 98 Cobras for probably $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
And that's a decent amount of car mm-hmm. that you could do a lot of mods to. The Fox bodies are kind of they've a decent one now, $7,000, $6,000. Obviously, you could do a lot with those cars, but to get into a good one, now you could still maybe find some deals for $2,000 or $3,000 for a complete beater, but you're going to be doing a lot to it. You're going to be putting a lot of money into it to get it roadworthy. You know, it's going to need everything at this point, 150, 200,000 mile car. So you might be able to get into it cheap, which if it's a project, hey, that's great. You know,
right.
You might even have to get it running again. It might need some engine work, but there's nothing wrong with that. That's what a project car is for. And that's how you learn. You know, that's how we all learned, is by buying something that wasn't so great and fixing things, and whether you were doing intake manifold gaskets or whatever, you learned how to work on cars.
Evan, yeah, sure. You know, a lot of our
baptism
cars.
Baptism of fire.
Our early ones came home in boxes and crates and trunks. And
yep. Right.
They weren't even half cars half the time, yeah. But no, I think
yeah,
like
exactly.
You said, the 96 on our platform is great for for a younger guy. That's where I would go. Again, you have some safety
sure.
things. You have ABS and you know some airbags and whatnot. It's a little bit more of a.
It's a more modern car. It's a more current car. The Fox bodies, the Fox bodies were great. I mean, let's face it. Back in the day, those were like the car. Those were like the stuff. You know what
I
mean?
They're falling into like 69 Camaro territory where they're
kind
of like the OGs.
Yes,
almost. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah,
oh, the guys who didn't know about the 60s Mustang. So the 70s Mustangs, but yeah, everything old is new again. But yeah the problem is the beauty is the platform, like with the Camaro platform, as it progressed, it just kept getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't have to get an old one, you can get a newer one, and there was enough of them out there that you can get a good deal.
Yeah. So. And well, like what you guys said, I'm looking on Auto Trader right now just because I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
You could find here's an 06 Mustang GT. Yeah. 174,000 miles, but it's clean, $6,500. So even if you put a crate motor in it,
yeah,
you're still probably or an engine out of a junkyard that's got less miles, or you want to dig in and rebuild it yourself, you know, you're in for probably the same money you're going to spend on a Fox body. And the difference with a newer car is you're not going to probably have to worry about paint. Chances
right.
are the interior is not going to need to be restored.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a $3,000-$4,000 Fox body, or a, you know, a 90, anything older than about, say, 03, you're probably going to be looking at doing a paint job.
Right.
More than likely.
Yeah. You know, if that's something that you're worried about, having a nice, clean car, where there's a ton of Mustang GTs for under 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that might be, that again, 10 grand might be like twice as much as what somebody could afford. I remember my first car was a 71 GTO. I paid $2,300.
There you go.
And I remember, I really wanted like a 65 to 69,
dude.
But they were like $1,500 more.
Right.
Doesn't sound like a lot now, but
$4,500
bucks, $4,000 was like a whole nother world of money that I didn't have.
Sure.
Absolutely.
The only thing I'd say is with the 06s and up, my buddy Mike at the shop learned that when you want to do the spark plugs, because the guy before him didn't, buy the OTC tool first because they're all going to break. and then you can extract them. And that was a day in the shop. We had fun with that one. And he said to me, you know, I heard the cracking noises. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, come here. You got to do this. He goes, just turn that thing. Just break it. I'm like, ah. He goes, I know it goes against everything that you're about.
Right.
He says, but that's what you got to do. And man, was that a bone rattling experience.
Yes, that's quite chilling.
Yeah, that's probably the Achilles tendon to those cars. The spark plugs are really tough on them. And if you could swing a Coyote car, they're that engine is so much better than the three valve. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's all part of the learning process, figuring things out.
Sure.
You know, and it's all about getting into the hobby and you know, having young people get to the track or do something car related so that they're interested in cars.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, yeah. You don't want to chase them away. You don't want to intimidate them right away. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about let's say, what if you were to go with a lower line, like let's say a six cylinder car.
You know what I mean? V6, yeah.
Yeah. In other words,
non-GT.
Yeah, a non-GT, just a nice cruiser, whatever. Is there stuff you could do with those? I mean, you know, or at some point, is that a possibility to swap that as in, you know, to swap another motor into that at some point?
I wouldn't recommend buying a V6 if you plan on swapping the engine because there's too many parts you have to change over and all the electronics, and it's a nightmare. Right. The cooling system, nothing matches up.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you're going to get in a little cheaper, but, you know, you're talking about a complete rewire and then getting little things to work. I know people have done those kinds of swaps and struggled with getting electric fans to turn on and just all the little stuff that is just... And to get a V8 car is not that much more money. If you're going to get a V6, commit to it. Make it your own. Hop that up however you want, whether you're lower, put wheels on it. You know, for a young person, that might not be a bad option. You're going to pay less insurance, less horsepower, so you probably have less chance of getting in trouble.
Then you can give it to your mother, your wife, your daughter, your sister, whoever, your cousin. Yeah.
Right. You could be the chick. You could be the chick car. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, exactly. And there's a lot of guys, you know, that just especially the new EcoBoost. People who buy, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just
right.
There's something about owning a Mustang. It's an iconic car.
Right.
I obviously like it, but whether all the history of racing, the history of it being in movies. So I think there's just like I know plenty of people who just have a Mustang and they never do anything other than change the oil. They don't modify it, but they just enjoy being a part of the lifestyle, you know, of owning a Mustang.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
No, that makes sense. That's all good. You got to write a book, Evan. You need to put this all down so people can have this on their coffee table for sure.
You know, I thought about it like Life at the Wall or Behind the Wheel or something because all the road tests I've done, I've been fortunate. I've pretty much driven every new car, American car, V8 car, and muscle car probably, you know, since I started at the magazine. I've been very lucky to get behind the wheel of so many different cars and get to race a lot of cars at the strip and on different road courses. There's probably a book in there somewhere.
That is fortunate, right? Yeah, absolutely. But you know, people can follow what you've done because there is plenty of stuff, and you're still active, which is great. So people can see what you're doing. I know you're a man after our own hearts because you actually have a video that's it shows a Hooters party with burnouts and cops. How's that sound, Joe?
Oh yeah,
sounds like it was last night for us. So
I know that video. I need to share that video because that's a really fun video. Actually, it's just total chaos and nobody got in trouble or hurt. And then I got a video going up, I'll probably put it up today, of when a bunch of the guys from the office, there was so much smack talking that we just had to figure out how to unravel everything. So we went go-karting.
Oh,
nice.
And
we battled it out on the go-kart track. Yeah, so I won't give away what happened, but it's a pretty funny video. I'm going to throw that up today. That's going to be pretty funny.
We're going to keep an eye on your stuff. And we're going to follow you. I think we're going to follow you on the photo site because I'm, you know, kind of like a photo guy myself. So I love I like a good picture.
Yeah, I put up a lot of neat stuff on Instagram, and you know, obviously, not to turn this around to you guys, but we're talking a lot on the old cars. What do you guys think about all this new stuff coming out between the 500 and the Corvette? Oh man!
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, it's the early 1970s.
It's all over again.
You know, it's. Yeah, it's more technology driven, but it's like if you got the money, they got the car.
That's right. Yeah,
you know whether it's more powerful.
These cars will trickle down.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Eventually, yeah, for sure.
It takes a little time.
You know, the only thing is that, you know, the complexity of them and so forth, and the kind of tools and training that you need. You're not going to get one of these that's kind of, you know, that's going to need a motor or something. And drag it into your backyard,
well,
and you know, get a couple of pizzas and beers and the guys over a couple of nights.
No, but the difference is you can buy a new Hellcat for 40. I think I'm starting to see them in the mid 40s, and they're only going to come down in price. They'll be in the high 30s in a year or two. You'll find one with some miles on it. I mean, a Hellcat with drag radials is a 1080 car in decent weather on a decent track.
Sure. So, everything is cyclical.
10-second call. Oh, my God.
And I go back to my perspective. I'm driving my GTO today, Evan, and just the other day I redid the ignition. New cap and rotor and changed the coil, put a different coil in, new wires. I'm kind of playing with the combination, playing with the timing again. It's all that mechanical, manual kind of tune, and you can do that. I could do it in a parking lot, you know. So the newer cars are
I mean, I think that's the problem is there's no romance with the new cars. You buy it,
right?
And yeah, you could throw money at it and make it faster, but where's the romance of like I turned the distributor in my garage and got 20 more horsepower, or I ripped the Holley off it because you know I had a stumble and I rebuilt it myself, and now the car runs good. That satisfaction of you know you fixed it or you did something to it that you know maybe the guy down the street isn't able to do, or just the fact that you figured it out on your own.
Yeah. Right.
There's no blood and sweat in these cars.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? And that's not necessarily a bad thing because
true that.
You know, I think performance is more widespread now. Everybody can kind of have a fast car. But yeah, the romance of throwing the wrenches and getting dirty and you know, feeling that you accomplished something is definitely lost with the new cars.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. That's a great statement. That's a great closing statement. I like that. That's good stuff. Evan, again, please let everybody know how they can follow you and get in touch with you, and so we can get that.
Yeah,
out
no
there.
Problem. So I know I'm long winded here, but once again, it's you got my Facebook. You could look me up on Facebook. Revan Media is the page that I share a lot of my work. You can look for me on Hot Rod Magazine, and then Instagram is Official Ford Guy. And Evan J. Smith Photo, and then my newest thing being the YouTube page that I'm ramping that up, and I'll be putting a lot of videos up. And that's, if you go on YouTube and just search Revan Evan, R-E-V-A-N, Evan, pretty simple, pretty easy to remember. And I urge everybody to subscribe and follow the ride. Come along for the ride.
It's like everybody says, like, subscribe, and take the notification.
Yeah. Hit that bell.
Right, and we'll see if we can get we'll get some links for you up on our site as well, so people can find you through there. And
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
and you guys have a great day. Next time, next time I'm up for up in Jersey, we'll have to all try to get together and go out for some beers or wings or chicken farm.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds like some lasagna. We'll get something good. We'll get some one I got. All right, Evan. Excellent. Thank you, brother. We'll speak with you soon. Thanks for coming on. And
all right,
and
guys.
We'll get in touch.
You got it.
All right, Evan.
You got it. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So long. All right, Evan. Mr. Evan Smith. Check him on all those social media outlets.
Yeah, he's up there. He's across a lot of the media.
We're going to take our last break, Joe. But first, this is going to be the Revelations break. You want to listen Mondays at 6. Steve is going to tell you about it. But host Steve Kay has this theme-oriented show with the emphasis on rare tracks and hidden gems, and he blows me away with the stuff he plays because I thought I had some deep stuff, but he goes deeper than I do in the genres of rock, blues, soul, folk, and jazz. So we'll hear him talk about it right now, but first, and then make sure you let everybody else know. So shout it out loud, and we'll be back on 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities, an occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations, right here. Here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
You are listening to Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D, a.k.a. the Vultures of Automotive Culture, coming your way every Sunday, right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., These guys know their stuff. You got a problem with your car? Call in and the Motormouths will help you with the solution in a very informative and sometimes comical way. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., you can also check them out at MotormouthRadio.com.
Just like Steve said, shout it out loud. Oh, Joe, there you go. Joe's doing his best Gene Simmons as we speak. Stick your tongue out.
Now my tongue hurts. Okay, let me go lick the blue thing there.
Oh, okay. Boy. All right, we are going to go back to the phones and back to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello. Oh, no, you didn't press the button.
Hello, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Ray and Joe. Barry from the People's Republic of Syosset calling.
Hey, Barry.
I can finally hear you. I got my phone figured out.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I was going to do the AC on my 88 Sunbird.
Sunbird, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, after I talked to you, Joe and Ray, you know, I was checking out the whole car, and, you know, it's got 14-inch aluminum wheels, 14 by 6.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna there's only like one choice to get, and it's like a non-performance tire. And I was thinking, you know, I gotta figure out maybe go to a 15-inch wheel and forget about the AC for now, because the whole car is so ancient.
14s are pretty much a done deal. I mean, I have a couple of cars that use 14-inch tires, and pretty much,
yeah, you're done.
They kind of smile at you when you ask about them. You know, That car there, I believe, if you could find them, like the Z24, the sister Chevy had the Z24 15-inch wheel upgrade, which is like kind of like the plus one concept. So they are available. Like it's a 15, like a 60 series or a 65 series tire. So they're out there. You know what I mean? But you got to do a little looking.
Do you think, in other words, I thought maybe a 15 is going to be too rough a ride?
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
It's not like those little rubber bands around the giant wagon-type wheels, you see. No, they had those cars, you know, if it was engineered from the factory like that, it may not ride like a Lexus, but they ain't bad. I've been tons of them cars, and
like
they're fine.
It could be like a 215, 65, 15, or something like that.
Something in that general direction, yes.
A good-sized tire, or even if it's a 205, 65, 15, that's
a good
sidewall.
I'm trying to remember what size tire that was on that car.
You know,
like
it came, yeah, I remember the Z24 option, yeah. On the Sunbird, the Pontiac, it came with an option of a 215, 60, 14. So
right.
I think I could probably put the big. I guess I could put maybe the 215 width.
If you go to Tire Rack, they have a calculator where they tell you the approximate size. But I'll tell you what, Barry, we got to jump because we have another guy in the line that we got to talk to.
And all right. Have a good weekend, you guys. I'll call
thank you.
Again.
Keep us informed.
Bye. All right. Let's go back. Let's see if we can pick up our caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Raymond Joe, it's Billy G. How are you?
Mr. G, what's up?
We hear you've got good news for us.
Yeah, so remember that dilemma I had last week about the no start on the Nova?
Dilemma, yep.
Absolutely.
Well, it turned out to be the perfect storm. And by that I mean that when I put the car in the garage like 3-4 weeks ago, I shut the key off. Okay, I had the radio on. I shut the key off and I pulled the key out. And I said, okay, the radio's still on. I said, wow. I said, the radio plays on the off position. I never had that before.
Can I interrupt you just for a second, Bill?
Yes.
Dougie, if you're listening...
Hey, Doug.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what happened is, as everything else that's 50 years old, I guess between the key being worn or the tumbler being worn, I turned the key actually to the accessory position.
Yep.
Oh, okay. It was user error.
And pulled the key out, correct.
But the key came out.
Yeah.
But the key came out, which means you probably have a worn lock cylinder.
It's a combination of the lock cylinder and the key. Sometimes you could just get another key if you get it cut by the code.
Right.
I mean,
but listen to this.
Go ahead.
Go.
So I tried to recreate that move, and I couldn't get the key out in the accessory position again.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
I know.
What
I ended up doing then, what ended up happening was I was going to take the neutral safety switch out. I said, before I do that, let me get underneath the car. Let me check all my connections. Everything was decently tight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I charged the battery.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what? Let me start simple. I said, you know, I had that Interstate battery, which was white with the green top.
Yeah.
I said, and I always wanted to put a solid black one in, maintenance free, and put the old and camouflage it with, they sell the Delco cap for it.
Yeah.
Is that old school look? So I said, you know what? I could charge the battery again, but I said, you know what? I said, let me take it out and make sure the battery's good. So I go to my local guy. He said, Bill, he said, the battery's like, how old is it? I said, it's like 6 years old. He said, you know what?
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Give me a new battery. Put the new battery in, fire the sucker right up. So I did a little research, and I never charged the battery correctly when I charged it for that hour because I wanted to shoot out to the show on the island last week at David Lerner.
Right.
I put a
right.
quick hour on it. I did it fast.
They don't bounce back like they used to.
I think you
got to
massage those where you got to go high and low.
Yes.
As 6 hours at least.
As a matter of fact, Dougie now owes me an because he said the batteries don't charge so good anymore. And
Yeah,
Doug, I accept your
Okay.
Go ahead.
Very good.
So It's like the old VCRs. Could you fix the VCR? And you know what? I said, you know what? Throw the VCR. I'd get a new one back then. So anyway, I put the new battery in, and you know what? The thing fired right up.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
I got to tell the boys that it was the perfect storm. I did two things wrong.
Yep.
I charged the battery. I shut the car off incorrectly. But I couldn't recreate that step, and I never charged the battery properly. Because you guys know, Mike, Ray, you got it. What do you need? 400 amps to crank it to get right.
Yeah, 300. Yeah, you need every bit you can, especially on like a warm day of V8 mode and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
it ain't trying to crank a Toyota.
Charge,
yeah, no,
doing
not
a
happening.
Hour charge. I never fired that many amps back into the battery. That went stone cold dead after sitting there 3 weeks with the accessory key.
Sure. Oh
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
definitely.
Was I lucky that I didn't fry anything?
Well, pretty much on a car like that in the accessory position.
Small drain, though, and there's nothing
not
else.
Not really, because on a car like that, you know.
I mean, that's like if you left the door open and the dome light was on, it's just gonna eat up the battery, that's all.
Right.
It's not
right.
a big
the last
enough
thing. I know we're getting to the last, the last thing I know we're getting to the end of the show. The last thing was, though, when I charged that battery for that hour and I put the key in, I pulled the headlights were on, the dome was on, the clock was working. But then when I put the new battery and put the headlights on first, I said, these headlights are a lot brighter than they were when I charged it for the hour. So hence.
Yeah, what happens is that the battery puts out somebody can't take the load. So in other words, you're putting maybe 20 amps with all the lights and whatnot.
Right.
The other thing.
Yeah, there's a cold crank amps. There's also surface charge.
Yes, exactly.
There's a few things that go on with the battery. So yeah.
A conspiracy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I would do with that lock, though, is you have the key codes.
Right.
You know, any place, you know, someplace like from did you save the knockout or whatever? You know what I mean? Have somebody cut you a new key. In other words, don't put it on one of those following machines.
Yeah, new blank.
Actually, cut a brandy spanking new key with the proper key notches in it, the teeth.
Yep.
And see how it behaves. Also, maybe give it a shot. Not WD-40 because that's got a little bit of acid in it. But the graphite stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? And see if it behaves. Because if it behaves, fine. Also, if that's a genuine GM lock, which it probably is, you could actually have that recoded. You could actually pull that thing apart. And as long as it's not worn to utter crap, you could probably kind of refurbish the thing, too. So you can keep the originality, same key codes, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. But I wanted to let you know.
That's great.
You know, I'm scratching my head with what hell I have left on it. So.
right. No, well, we're glad that you solved it in quick order, Bill. That's the good thing.
So. Yeah. And last thing, Ray, that stuff with Marty in Motion was great, and I see the possibility could have a visit here in September. So
yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Mr. Marty Shore may come back up to Malibu in September.
Yeah.
We'll see him there. We'll get to interview him not in the rain.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I know it's the end of the show, the end of the hour. I just wanted to phone in and say thanks again.
We were waiting with bated breath. Thank you for the update,
Ray,
sir.
Listen, Ray, one last thing.
Yeah.
October's edition of CarCraft.
Okay.
There's a guy in Texas going through the boneyards. He finds two GTOs.
Oh, nice.
Take a look at October's CarCraft.
I'll
came
check
out.
It out. Very good. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Excellent.
Okay, Bill.
All right,
Billy.
Take care.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So Dougie and I are even.
Excellent. That's good. That's cool.
Yeah. That's good. So, wow, we fried that hour pretty good.
Yeah, we got a couple guests coming up in the next weeks. So we're going to have our friend Marty from Eclipse Sunshades. I use him exclusively on the cars in the house.
Yes.
That's going to be in a few
They're
weeks.
They're nice.
Right. There was somebody else we had coming up, too, and I can't remember who it is. I actually booked them but didn't put it in the book. But we will have some...
So they're not... They're booked, but then
but
not,
not
booked,
but not in the book, right? And
right.
Then, yeah. So that's it. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
For now, we're going to get out of here. Let Kim take over and do Thunder Road.
Thunder Road's coming. Yeah.
And we will be back next week.
Yeah.
For Joe D. This is Ray Guarino, Motormouth Radio,
WHPC
90.3. Keep it where you got it. Bye.